Hi, I'm Robbie Ferguson. You've seen me as the host of Category 5 Technology TV since 2007, but I'm also the owner of the business that runs it, the Category 5 TV network. 1 year ago, I stood before you from Studio D to announce that our landlord was sending us packing from our studio space to repurpose it for his own use. And we needed our viewers' help in order to survive by moving to a new studio space by the end of the month. You saw us through that frightening hurdle and kept Category 5 strong. We arrived safely in our new space just as the seriousness of the COVID-19 pandemic was beginning to set in worldwide. None of us saw this coming, and none of us understood how difficult of a year this would become. We thought it was something that might last throughout the spring, and then we could get back to business as usual from our new home, with me, Jeff, and Sasha immediately fulfilling the perks to our supporters. None of us ever contemplated that a global pandemic would delay us for more than a year with no clear end in sight to allow us to plan for those special features. Believe me, we still do plan to do all that we promised, but like you, we're left wondering when this might be. I'll be sure to let you know as soon as I learn more. Throughout the lockdown, I watched as other businesses closed their doors for good. The mall, which now houses our studio, which was a bustling community as I shopped around for a new location, is now hallways of locked doors leading to empty offices. My heart aches for the business owners who tried so hard to survive throughout this time, but ultimately failed. But one thing I have noted is that those businesses who continue to survive and even thrive are those whose business owners made firm, decisive changes to the way they operate. As I continue to watch the numbers and see the shift in how viewers consume our content, I can't hold to the old way of doing things only to find that I can no longer stay open. I want to see Category 5 through this difficult time, and then, as we build our strength following the pandemic, we can again look at where we are and what works in the new broadcast landscape. As the year progressed since last March, I carefully monitored the potential impact of the pandemic on the business, and as our home province of Ontario, Canada, entered a full state of emergency lockdown in December, it became clear that we were not going to survive if we didn't quickly make changes. Hard changes. The long-form video format of our show that we had done for the past 14 years was no longer viable, either logistically or financially. The only way I'd be able to sustain things, if at all, is to quickly shift our focus to short-form video. I had to make this decision suddenly and unexpectedly at the beginning of February 2021, when the cost to produce the previous two episodes of our show far exceeded the revenue brought in by the business. We would quickly go broke to carry on like that. As a business who gives away its product for free, we have to be very cautious when expense exceeds revenue. When our government reopened the province just 2 weeks ago, my team and I began exploring the new broadcast format in an effort to figure all this out and see how we could make it work. It's been tough because we're still trying to figure it out, and at the same time, we're simultaneously having viewers asking us what was happening. We didn't quite know the answer to that yet. I think we've done a good job of keeping our patrons informed while simultaneously ensuring the general public still receives regular video content, albeit not live. However, here we are, just 2 weeks after the province reopened, and our government has again announced that they are moving us to a state of emergency lockdown. As I said, it's been 14 years since I founded Category 5 Technology TV. It breaks my heart to see some of the changes that are necessary. But my motivation is that of the business owner who wants to see the company survive. I have to look to the future and ensure Category 5 is as strong as it can be, both now and in the future. I want the company to survive through this and then be able to circle back to the Kickstarter campaign that took place last March and say, "Let's do this! You got us into our new studio. Now it's time to put Jeff through simulated labor and shoot him with paintballs." It is for these reasons that I must report Our public one-hour live broadcast has now been discontinued. Our production methodology has shifted to that of produced content. All videos produced by the Category 5 TV network will be published on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/LinuxTechShow. Our community programming will be published to the old channel, and while it is our hope that it will one day return, Robert will be putting a hold on all new Crypto Corner features for the time being. Of course, all of the public content that we produce, such as the newsroom and tech features, can be viewed on our official website, category5.tv. And we will continue to provide new videos every week, as is possible throughout this lockdown. If you have previously been watching us on cable TV, sadly, I'm confident that this will come to an end. We have, for years, provided our content to syndicates at no cost to them. With our shift to short-form video, however, while I still welcome them to broadcast our content, which we license under Creative Commons attribution, I'm afraid it's unlikely to suit their format, as it will no longer fill an hour slot. Our live sessions are now exclusively available to patrons. This is reminiscent to the early days of Category 5, with a laid-back social atmosphere as patrons participate in our live recording sessions for the upcoming features that we'll be producing. It is raw, and it is unedited, and it is, therefore, not appropriate for the general public, which is why only patrons receive this. In addition to the live sessions, patrons receive early access to our produced content before public release. This gives our supporters a chance to view, like, and comment on our videos before the influx of public views. If you have supported us in another way than Patreon, sadly, they do not allow me to grant access to this exclusive content unless you become a patron on their platform. I contacted the Patreon support team about this, and they assure me there is no way. So it is for this reason I revamped the Patreon tiers, including the creation of the Supporting Elsewhere tier at just $1 per month. This is there only for those of you who have supported us by way of a different platform, but wish to still receive some of the extra content exclusively available on Patreon. If, by contrast, you wish to support the show ongoing, please be mindful that by the time fees are deducted and the transaction is transferred to us in Canadian dollars, this $1 contribution is just pennies in our account. So please consider one of the higher tiers if that's you. It is my job and my commitment to see Category 5 survive through this. Again. From the entire staff of the Category 5 TV network, I want to wish you and your family good health and safety as this difficult year enters its second. Thank you for your understanding as we make these hard but necessary changes. And thank you so much for your support.